course. Everything has to make sense to you. Within the physical world you have created with your physical senses, with your physical logic. If it didn't make sense to you, you would not be able to apply that. You would not become more aware. But your physical logic is only a physical form of making sense. Within the metaphysical, your logic is not applied in the same way as you apply it within your conditioned life. But you chose to be here. You chose to have these tools that you work with. So therefore you must apply physical logic to make sense of the metaphysical world. And often this is not correct. It is not correct because you cannot comprehend that there is no time and everything occurs in one moment. But you can get a basic understanding of the process, and you do. And this will drive you further forward to the source, to the only and real metaphysical world that exists, to the One. The questions you ask are applied from your conditioning, from your logic, from your limited understanding of life, of consciousness. Two different languages. The language of frequency, of vibrations, is the only real and true language. The language of knowing, of feeling, of understanding. This is source created energy, and this is the only true and real meaning of life. Often this is where your confusion lies, one foot in and one foot out, in your words, trying to rationalize, trying to understand two completely different worlds at the same moment. You are on a fantastic journey. You cannot imagine the power and the love that is created from the source. You cannot imagine your own abilities, the depth of your abilities are immense, but you have restricted your abilities. You have allowed your conditioning to be a part of the process that will allow you to become more aware, more enlightened to the consciousness. It is an incredible journey. It is also true to say that you have been created. Your machine has been created from an external source for a specific reason. But your consciousness, your soul, does not belong to the machine. It is but a machine. Your consciousness is the same as all. It is one. It is a separate component from the machine. It is totally separate. It can exist in any form it wishes to exist within. It is also true to say that the physical creation that exists is, although one energy, separated deliberately by you. Therefore, your conditioning will separate positive, negative, good, bad, for the specific reason to reunite with the source as one, to experience this process. There are many reasons that your genetic makeup is formed by external forces. This process is occurring not just in your world, but in many worlds and in many moments, which is only one moment in what you perceive time is. Outside of this world that you have created also exists fear. Fear from many different species of what you would perceive to be ET. It is the same as you. It is no different. The process is the same. Consciousness is all and everything, driven in a physical created reality through fear, driven through fear of loss. There is nothing to lose, and there is everything to gain. Fear of loss ignites control. Control is imprisonment of self. It is a box. This is not just existing within the world you created. It exists within all physical worlds, physical dimensions. The higher the knowledge of technology, the easier it is to implement. The more aware of the process, the easier it is to implement. But it is only a process. Physical forms manipulate the process without the understanding of consciousness. When in reality, it is all there is. One source, one consciousness, all encompassing is the love from the source. The inability of physical forms to cross the bridge from the mind to the imagination to the consciousness creates many illusions in what you call time. It is necessary to cross that bridge and to understand consciousness. This is the reason that consciousness exists, to understand self, to know what you are, a pure form of energy. You chose to live in this physical form, and you chose to apply what your perception of positive energy is, and this is what you are doing. And this is correct. Like attracts like, and positive will attract positive. It is a physical application. As so too, your interpretation of negative will attract negative. This is also a physical application. But within a physical realm, the energy will rebalance. It has no choice. To retain physical, it has to be balanced. Whilst in the metaphysical, there is only one, and this is the energy from the source, from God. Whilst we are fully aware of negative, positive, we are fully aware of your interpretation of what is good and what is bad, we do not dwell within this world that you have created. Again, different languages, different cultures, different understanding. In what you call time, you will see the same analogy within your world when it was separated between Western culture and Far Eastern culture, of your religions, of your politics, of your beliefs, of your values, you will see the same separation. You will see complete opposites of the stories that you created whilst isolated from each other, when in fact they are the same culture as we are the same culture as you. One energy. This is what you are trying to understand. This is what you are remembering. This is what you are experiencing. This is what you chose to experience. Many have chosen a different experience. Many are in a different position. Consciousness lies within every physical creation. Because there is only consciousness. Your mind is ego. Imagination is the bridge to consciousness. One cannot exist without the other. Within the physical world you have created, consciousness is one. Consciousness has no beginning. It has no end. It is. It is the source. You will have noticed how you view things in your physical world differently since you began this journey. You didn't begin the journey. You have never not being a part of consciousness, but in your time created illusion, you began the journey, and you will notice how you are more aware of all situations around your small time within this moment. This is awareness. And it will get stronger and more powerful as you become more aware, as you understand more consciousness. But there is much more to know, much more to understand, much pure source.